This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The average interest rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage hit 6.7% last week, according to the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation. That is more than double the rate at the beginning of the year. Rising mortgage rates are mostly bad news for would-be homebuyers, unless, of course, you're paying in all cash or you're an institutional investor. In those cases, high mortgage rates are an opportunity, Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
Last quarter, about 35% of all single-family home and condo sales were all-cash transactions, an eight-year high. And that rate is only likely to go up, says Rick Sharga with the housing data provider Adam Data Solutions.
Going forward, if you're able to buy a property with cash, you're in a position of extreme competitive advantage over somebody who's going to have to finance a purchase with mortgage rates at 6 or 7%.
The majority of all cash buyers are humans, think the proverbial moms and pops buying a rental property, or those retirees who use the windfall from selling the New York condo to get the beach house in Boca. But institutional investors like private equity firms are also major players in cities like Atlanta and Phoenix.
They're sitting on a lot of capital right now, and it's very likely that when home prices do start to go down, we will see a return of those investors coming into the market.
Those investors tend to target starter homes, the three-bed, two-bath, single-family residences they can rent to young families. If those young families want to compete with their own all-cash offer, the lucky ones might be able to withdraw from
the bank of mom and dad. And for some, it is a loan. For some, it's a gift.
Jessica Louts is with the National Association of Realtors. Of course, most first-time home buyers don't have that luxury. And Louts says in a cooling market, sellers will be even more inclined to accept all-cash bids.
I do think that there's inequality in the housing market, and this creates a market of haves and have-nots.
Single-family homes built for rent is a small but growing share of the new home market, says economist Rose Quint with the National Association of Home Builders.
It allows the buyer, the households, to live in a single-family home, even though they cannot afford to buy one, while they save for the down payment or while the interest rates come down.
Quinn says the affordability crisis won't get any better in the long term until more housing is built. But her forecast predicts fewer newly constructed homes coming to market this year and next. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.